Hello.
Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. We are interviewing voters in Virginia about important issues and would like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to make sure we have a
Hello?
representative sample. Yeah, you hear me?
Hello?
Yes,
This is
hello.
Will. Is this again?
Yeah, just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
I'm 55 plus.
Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
I am Black Jamaican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry, yes or no?
I'm a correctional officer, inmate.
Correctional officer, inmate? But do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I am a Mexican, Bato. I'm sorry, Bato.
Okay, are you currently registered to vote in Virginia, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
No, I
there
am
was
an
an elect.
Immigrant.
No? Okay. Okay, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. You have a good one.
Hold on. What? I thought you wanted to talk to me, Phil.
No, you say you're not registered to vote. You say you're an immigrant.
So that stops everything? I'm not an immigrant. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's continue then.
Yes, I would love to keep continue and talk to you. I don't have anybody else to talk to.
Okay, can I call you right back? Because since you say you're not registered to vote, it canceled the survey, so I have to restart
it.
I'm sorry.
I have dementia. I was tripping. I'm sorry. I do. I am. I'm registered.
Okay, can I call you right back then?
No, I want to talk to you now.
Okay. You say you're
Don't
between...
leave me. Keep talking to me.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Thank you.
Thank
you. You can't do an old 65-year-old lady like that. Don't do me like that.
Okay. There was an election in Virginia on November 7th of 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
I did not.
No? Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely are you to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
I'm very likely, but who's running for president?
There's three candidates. It's Donald Trump, it's Joe Biden, and the third party candidate. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
Obama is not the president anymore. We need Obama back. I miss him.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States?
These young kids, they're just so bad. Bad old little kids.
Okay. So you think it's crime? In just a few words, do you think it's crime? It has to do with crime?
Yes, crime. That's what I mean, crime. Yes, crime. These nice little kids, they're so bad and just devilish little kids.
Okay, thank you so much. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the main reason that you decided not to vote in the election in Virginia?
I forgot.
Just a small phrase.
I forgot. Dementia.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, dementia
Next.
Hits me bad sometimes. I forget about things and just sometimes I click out and just click back in like a light bulb, you know, a light switch. Flick it on, flick it off. Sometimes
I understand. In Virginia, there were... Thank you. In Virginia, there were mostly elections on the ballot for Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House of Delegates and the Virginia State Senate In that election, which of the following best describes how you vote, how you voted, or how likely will you have voted if you have participated? Only for Democratic candidates, only for Republican candidates, or mixed Democrats and Republican candidates?
Ooh,
for
baby,
general...
Hey, baby. Give me a second, my quick. I got to use the bathroom. I have to shit. Give me a...
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I get a call back, member, please? Oh, my God.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I need the callback number. Oh. Callback number, please.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I need the callback number, baby.
So you don't want to continue with the survey?
I do. I need to use the bathroom, Joe. You don't want to listen to this, do you? Come on. You come in the bathroom with me.
Let's go.
Woo! Why are you telling me let's go, son? No, I'm 65, but I still got a little something on me now.
Okay. So, back to the question. Would you like Democratic candidates, Republican candidates, or a mixture of them? Both.
I'm a mixture of both, because honestly, I like what Trump did last time. I like Trump a little bit. Other than Trump, I don't like nobody else.
Okay, I understand. I'm going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about candidates and issue campaign. Let me know if you heard any of these. English language TV ads, English language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos like YouTube, social media like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, phone calls or text messages from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members,